Hello.
Hi, Miss Sandra. It's Rodney from Family Affairs. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking, ma'am. Yeah, I was giving you a call regarding the monthly goal check-in, also inquiring about some of the messages that you left me this way regarding giving you a call. Yeah, I got a chance. I'm calling you now for that as well. So by now, is everything going well with the phone services?
Devon services are absolutely amazing. I mean, even on bad days, that man comes in and helps me with anything possible. I cannot complain about Devon. Devon is, not too happy with Family First services. He was explaining to me, like, he did work on the holidays, which is I needed extra help that day. And I seen, he said he didn't really get the value pay that he should have gotten. It was just on his check. It just showed, I believe it was like $20 or $30 more. He stated that he might be leaving Family First. I'm very, upset at that because, my household, I have daughters and I don't just allow anybody in my house. I've been with Mr. Morris for a while now. My family is used to him. And for me to like lose him and have somebody else, another stranger come in, I did say I wanted to change my daughter, but my daughter, she's like a hit or miss. She's here and helps me, but she has her own life and she has her job and she's in college. So it's hard for me to change just to have her. So for me to like look into having somebody else, another stranger come into my home, I'm very uncomfortable with that. So he says, he needs more pay, like he's only getting, and this is really, I'm me and him speak, privately, and I'm comfortable with speaking to him. And if he does leave, I'm going to have to see like what company he's going to go with because I want to keep Mr. Morris.
Yeah, and that's really understandable from this point of view. Everyone must take care of their own, of their own selves and stuff. What I
Yes.
can tell you, right now you're approved for, long story short, because I cannot, give you details on exact rates when it comes to payment information. However,
Right.
when it comes, to, you are, I mean, put an example, you have 5 hours approved per week, and when anyone works more than 40 hours, those other 5 hours in this, in your case, are a treat to go to overtime. Okay, so there was a change. We can consider a change on the not a change. He worked on the holiday. It was, for example, taking into account the 1st of January, New Year's Eve. The thing is, the pay rate for a holiday pay and also for an overtime rate is paid exactly the same, time and a half. But one doesn't stack on the other. In this case, we don't pay overtime rate on top of holiday rate. That's the thing. And there's he wouldn't see that much of a difference because he's always working these overtime hours, okay? I was able to review with our administrator about the rate that he's receiving right now. And he is actually at the top of the weekend, of what we can actually offer him right now. So I know that everyone, as I said in the beginning, everyone must take care of themselves and stuff, and I pretty much understand because you stay where they treat you better, you stay where they pay you more and stuff and give you more benefits.
Right.
But
Right.
in this case, I did actually refer this to our administrator over here, and we actually, he's actually maxed out on regarding his rate that he's receiving per hour, plus the overtime hours that he's receiving. So pretty much, I don't know if we could do something else. I could refer to our administrator about this, but also another thing that they refer is that okay, but the caregiver is requesting maybe some more payment or any type of bonus that we could ever grant, but they also saw his performance regarding his EVV, in this case the clock in and out, because most of the week there are only one or two visits that are fully confirmed. And they said, okay, but we got to show at least some results regarding the performance of the caregiver, at least so we could not maybe consider the rate so much, because right now he's maxed out. I cannot tell exactly how much is it, but like, so we could consider maybe other options, just to put it briefly, okay?
Okay, so as far as his clock in, he does try to clock in every single day and clock out every single day. So now in my neighborhood, I live like, it's like woods. So the internet, it's Wi-Fi. It's horrible up here. So there's times, by the time he goes to where it allows him to clock in, it's already like 9 o'clock. So he like missed an hour. You know what I'm saying? So that's why his clock-ins are very hard, because it's through GPS.
But around
so
9, you said?
Wi-Fi.
I didn't quite understand the first part that they used it. I mean, like, the context
so
of that that you mentioned.
The problem that he has clocking in is that the service doesn't pick up. It doesn't allow him. If the GPS states out of range. Out of range. You need to be where there is Wi-Fi. You need to be, like, that's what, like, it says.
For example, he's at 8 a.m., right? He's there at 8 a.m. as he's used to, as he's supposed to. And until 9 is when he catches up some signal to do the clock in. That's what you say?
It depends. Sometimes it'll be 8:15. Sometimes it'll be 9:30, 10 o'clock. Like, it's very hard for him to catch signal.
Okay. So
that's the reason some of his clock-ins don't go in. Like, today, I believe he was able to clock in.
Yeah, I see it. 8 o'clock.
And see, he was able to clock in at 8 o'clock, and he usually gets to my house around 7:50, 7:52, like, his normal hour is like that time. So, and
okay.
Then especially with the weather, it's even worse. So he does try to clock in. He's at work every single day. He doesn't come late. Sometimes he even leaves a little later than expected, because he'll be helping me, or he'll be helping me get up the stairs and just like get me ready for the night, so I don't have to stay downstairs. You know, I have little children, so with my body weight, they can just do so much. But he's pretty good. I understand his clock-ins, but they shouldn't, you know, the job should not go by that at all.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, he's working for you, but he's also, you know, you guys are working for me. So I'm giving you guys, like, he's, like, top of the line. Like, he's amazing. I must say he's amazing. Like, he's even asked, like, times where I'm really, really sick, and he'll ask if, you know, if you want, I'll stay the rest of the night. I don't allow him to, because I don't want him to get in trouble, or I also, like I said, I have daughters. You know, I have little daughters. So he does leave on his scheduled time, but like he does more than he should. So that's why when he said, you know, he's looking to leave because he needs more money, and he's also looking into going to CNA school. You know, I'm sad over that, because I probably have to get somebody different now in my home. Somebody that I don't know again, you know? And have to regain that trust with that person. Like, it's difficult, you know? And not a lot of aides are good people. A lot of aides do mistreat people, you know? And I'm very scared of that. Like, I'm disabled, you know? And there's a lot of things that I can't do. So I ask for a lot. And I know a lot of people are mean, you know, and get frustrated. And so it's scary on my part.
I see that. Let's try to do something. I don't know. I mean, like, if there are cases that
he
happens to
buy,
stay
like
more.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I mean, like, go ahead first, and I'll, like, finish that part later.
No, he's, you know, and I tell him all the time to speak to you guys and to speak to somebody higher up, or And he really doesn't, he doesn't really want to bother you guys. He's never on his phone in my house. That's another thing. Like, he doesn't answer his phone. Like, he's like one in a million. You don't get a lot of workers like this.
Okay, I get it. The thing is, like, let's try to do something over here, because, I mean, as for what you're telling me, I mean, first of all, Miss Sandra, I guess that you don't have, like, a landline, right, that's connected directly, like, no,
no
use
I don't
to
have
far.
No landline.
Okay,
no.
And I imagine
all
because
I have
of the
Wi-Fi.
Okay, and a very poor one because of what you're saying, because of the signal. Okay, so
yeah.
let's
I can't
do...
really, you know, afford, I can't really afford too much, so...
No, I know. Plans are on the clouds right now, like for the prices that they offer. So I can.
Yeah.
Let's try to do something. For example, you know that he has to do the clock out today at 5. So I know that he.
Yeah.
If the GPS and the signal is giving him trouble, I know that he probably would be most likely able to send me like a screenshot by that time. Like, hey, this is what he's showing me. At the time I'm going to clock out, so we can see what we could actually do about it, because you guys are located at Easton, okay.
Bethlehem Township.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
Easton.
So advise him to try to do that. If the clock out goes perfectly, that's fine. Still, he has to attend tomorrow, and if the problem shows up tomorrow first hour and he attends his shift, advise him to send me like a screenshot so we have some proof over here. Hey, he is actually trying, so I can send it to our manager to see that, hey, this is what he's doing. He's trying, but the signal is not very good, so we can consult maybe other options or like, actually like show them, hey, this is what's happening. Because, you know, as for what you're telling me, and I mean, you will give me the reason on this matter, like actually the home care services have like most of what we consider like not a gray line, but like there's like a lot of freedom regarding the services that could be offered. I mean, I'm not saying that like a bad thing, because I mean, I'm saying that since the point of view that he's doing more and going beyond his functions and what it comes to assisting a patient, okay? So with all this freedom and also like taking into contrast other patients that, for example, that require some services like doing errands for them, going to store shopping, doing laundry somewhere else. It gives them a lot of freedom, and this is why we and also the states consider so important the situation about clocking in, because at least this attendance that could be proof is a proof that they are at least working. So this could like compensate, like, hey, they are there and they are working, you know. So, like, it's just for you to have, like, a brief heads up of what's our point of view regarding these situations,
okay?
Because we don't have a camera right there. So, let's try to do it maybe tomorrow when you do the clock out, or when he does the clock out today, or when he does the clock in or clock out tomorrow, if he shows again, advise him to send me, like, a screenshot. I know he could use his phone and send me, hey, this is what's showing. I'm trying, but like at that time. And also when there comes to be like a type of change of schedule, he can like literally text me, hey, Rodney, today I'm staying later, so tomorrow I'm going to do less, something like that, because this notification, I mean, like we can actually do that, like play with it as long as it's 45 hours.
Okay.
But he needs to let me know at least so I can make the adjustment and put it on the schedule so he doesn't go unpaid or anything.
Yeah. Okay. I'll speak to him about that too. That's good to know. Yeah.
Okay. So also, Miss Sandra, what's been of January and the last time that we had a conversation in December, you haven't been in the hospital, right?
No.
Okay, that's true. All right, so we be in touch with that. As I'm telling you and like reinforcing the information I gave you, like he's actually maxed out on his rate. I know, and I do consider that it's good for everyone to check their options and stuff when you see that some place is not as good for you as it could be. But like also here, we're going to check on that regarding his EVV, his clock-in situation, to see what we could do. But like right now, I mean, if he wants to do some sort of change, if you want to do some sort of change or anything, like, I mean, personally, I could understand that. But, like, it's for you to have, like, a point of view of every, I mean, all what's going on, okay?
Okay. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Miss Sandra. I wish you have a great weekend, okay? You take care a lot.
Yes, you too. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.